Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Wow, I feel good. I knew that
I wouldn't. I feel that's the Godfather of Soul, bringing us back the late, great James Brown. We always have a little soul here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Kristen Zhivago is here. Kristen Zhivago, that's Z-H on the front of that, folks. And her zhivagopartners.com, is that right, Kristen?
Yep, that's the site.
And then find how you help people with, as a revenue coach. They can find out how you help them with their digital marketing and their, your book, Roadmap to Revenue.
Yeah, we have a digital marketing firm. I mean, that's
right.
What I started a couple of years ago. So they get a revenue coach and a digital agency, basically.
All that rolled into one and some serious marketplace experience. Kristen, thanks again for being here. We're talking about...
I love it.
We're talking about digital marketing, and which if one of the things that's not... When you think about marketing in the classic... historical sense, you think about Jim Blasingame marketing to Kristen Zhivago. She knows who I am. She knows I'm marketing to her. And we might even be able to get face-to-face at some point in time. Therefore, you could hold me accountable for my marketing, Kristen. But with digital marketing, we don't know necessarily who those people are. And because we're leveraging digital to do the marketing, we can hide behind it and maybe not intentionally, but accidentally, maybe even behave with our marketing in ways that we wouldn't do if I knew I had to get face to face with you. What do you think?
Well, I do think there's an element of that. And I'm concerned that there's a lot of lying out there right now. I've been interviewing CEOs lately as part of a study that I'm doing, and, they're all having trouble finding good talent. So they're all turning to automation to do a lot of things that they weren't doing before. But their biggest complaint is how people lie, basically, about their experience.
Wow.
You know, you can know something very quickly now. You don't have experience with it, but you can know it.
So I can watch a YouTube video and act like I know about it.
Yes. And so they do, and they talk a really good game, and then you hire them, and it turns out they don't know much at all, and the strategy's missing. They don't know how to think. They don't care about the customer. They just really want you. They're very introverted, and they just want you to leave them alone and let them, you know, set it and forget it, and they kind of talk to you like they're doing a good job. And it's really hurting business. They're going through people. They're going through agencies, and I mean, one guy was suing a guy because, it's a long story, but the guy was really, really lying about what he was doing even after he was hired.
Wow.
And it really hurt this guy's business.
Well, what do we do? And the thing is, though, is because the people with the ethical bearing, the people who've been around a long time with an ethical bearing, they're not programming the marketing themselves. They're hiring somebody to do it because they don't understand it. That's not their, you know, if you're a 60-year-old business owner, you probably don't understand how to mount a digital campaign. So you'll hire someone who doesn't have your ethical bearing, your ethical standards, and you don't realize that's not being put into your marketing. I mean, I've seen companies who didn't realize how abusive their marketing was on the digital platforms. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's a big deal. In fact, one of my clients and I have put together a whole webinar series called Go Digital or Die, aimed at more established business owners who have done exactly what you said. They just turned it over to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say that it's not just about young and old, because I have a lot of people working for me right now who are extremely ethical and caring and wonderful. I just love them all. They're fantastic, and they're not my age, okay? So it's a question of the wisdom of the older and setting a good example for the ones that are coming into the market and starting to control it. At the same time, the older business owners have to learn this stuff. This is all learnable. You know, guys who program, they were not born knowing how to program.
And you don't have to know how to program, but you do have to know what the program is capable of. When people come to work for me, Kristen, I say one of the handful of things I say to them about our values, about our culture, I tell them, when you're programming our marketing, our website, our social media, we do not abuse customers.
Mm-hmm.
We don't abuse people.
I go even further. We love our customers.
Honestly, I agree with that. That's good.
We want them to be successful no matter what, whether we're getting paid or not.
And so what you have to do then is program your digital marketing so that it fulfills that, which you can do. But if you don't program that, left to its own devices, the program will do whatever it wants to do, which will probably be unethical.
I know it sounds really squishy, but honestly, it's about love. It's about loving your customers. It's about loving your work. It's loving your coworkers, taking care of them.
It's not squishy around here, Kristen. That's the reason we love having you on the show, because you bring it you bring it right down to the essence. No, it's the truth. Because in the final analysis, we're doing business with people who are human beings.
Yep.
Human beings start the process. Human beings are the recipient of that process. It's all about the humans. And that's the one fundamental thing about humans, isn't it? Love, isn't it, Kristen?
Yeah, absolutely.
I completely agree. Zhivagopartners.com, folks, check it out. Roadmap to Revenue. It's our outstanding book. Kristen, will you come back again real soon?
I'd love to.
Thank you for being here. Kristen Zhivago, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.